De retour avec Michael Pezzetta. La première question, the first question, will go to Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Really a nice goal for you in the third period, and I was really happy for you because you're involved in all facets of play. You're really patient getting your chances to play, especially this year. But you finally step up and get the big goal for your team today. It must be a great feeling for you.
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I had a couple of tips earlier on in the game that I could have squeezed through, but it was definitely nice to bang one in there. It's been an emotional weekend and emotional trip, and it was just nice to get that goal.
You guys need to adapt yourself to those sequence where you're playing consecutively against the same opponent, and it's becoming more and more chippy against teams that you've been playing a couple of times in a row. And it was the case as well last Sunday. And today, you guys seem to play with a chip on your shoulder. You really wanted to beat that team.
Yeah, I think that's our style of game. We come in every night and we got guys that want to work. Guys that step into the lineup, they come and they bring their energy. They bring their A game. And obviously, we're a big team. We have some heavy guys and some big guys that like to play hard and physical. So I think that's just our style of hockey, and we're definitely not losing in those battles.
I want to pick your brains a bit about adapt yourself to playing whatever place that the coach puts you in the lineup. You had the chance to play at the center position. You played well this week. They put you back on the wing. You played well as today as well. And this is the case for a hockey player playing professionally. You need to adapt to all situations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a forward. I play whatever position coach tells me. So if he needs me in a certain position, you just got to figure it out and you have to adapt. So I'm comfortable in both those spots. So it's just a matter of stepping in where they need you.
Sometimes we talk about team chemistry, team building, and an important road trip is always important to go on the road to maybe getting a better chemistry for everything. But 2 weeks on the road, 15 points out of 16. This is quite impressive.
Yeah, it was honestly just a really good road trip. Spent a lot of time with the guys, and you got to know each other a lot more. So it's been tough this year with COVID, obviously not being able to hang out outside of the rink or anything like that. So really got to know a lot of guys this road trip, spending so much time with each other. And I think we bonded extremely well. And we just got a great group of guys. And it's just fun coming to the rink every day.
All right, Michael, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Johnson.
Thanks. Hi, Mike. To start this game tonight, it was for a little while, at least even the first half of the first period, it was difficult for you guys to set up any sustained pressure in the offensive zone. But what was the really kind of the key for that to flip around, even through a tight second period, for you guys to really open up some space for yourselves in the third?
I think we just stuck to our game plan. Obviously, we had a lot of moving parts in tonight's game. So we just had to get adjusted to different lines, different setup for everybody. But I think we just stuck to our system. And like I've always said, everyone just works hard, and when you're good, things will happen. So eventually it worked out for us.
How impressed are you with the young guys on this roster who, even on a night, especially on a night like tonight and your last game, with so many guys out with injury now who are stepping up and filling those roles, you know, what are your thoughts on how quickly they're adapting to the pro game and really stepping in?